church on Friday night. Amen. Again. Amen. Somebody said to me, "Brother Spurgeon, I didn't know you guys sang. The verdict isn't back on that yet." But we're going to try. I asked Brother Billy if we could try.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
So we're going to try. Amen. And maybe, is this a microphone or just for recording? Oh, okay. So when are we going to give it to her? Because she's the one you want to hear. Can I get an amen there? All right. Praise the Lord. It is good to be saved. And so let's give this whirl. And, you know, if you don't throw anything, we might try it again tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Help us out, Lord. It's a well of pure water when I'm thirsty and dry, and bread when I'm hungry and worn. When the battle is raging, it's my faithful sword, my shelter from life's troubled sea. It's a light to my pathway and a lamp to my feet when the world gets so dark you can't see. And I've not made a change in one word that it said, but it sure made a change in me.
Amen.
This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it. Now it keeps me from sin.
Yes, yes.
When I think what it cost just to hold in my hand, it reminds me that I owe a great debt to all of the martyrs who've gone to the stake and quote it with their dying breath. Now its critics are many and believers are few. And one thing I found to be true, if you find when you read it that there's something wrong, there's something wrong with you. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand, it's true from beginning to end. It's a solid foundation where I firmly stand. Sin kept me from it. Now it keeps me from sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Sin kept me from it. Now it keeps me from sin.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen.
We made it through that. Oh. I tell you what, it was going to be scary already. And then Miss Nelda comes up and sings. Like, who wants to follow her? We ought to have an invitation when she gets done singing.